The future of four Milwaukee charter schools is a little more certain following a school board decision Thursday night. The MPS board voted 5-2 to extend its contract with Carmen Schools of Science and Technology, a local charter network. It serves 1,700 mostly low-income students. Carmen's two-year contract extension comes with caveats. WUWM education reporter Emily Files reports on the controversial decision.
At Thursday's school board meeting, the room was packed with students and staff from Carmen's four middle and high schools. The charter schools operate under the MPS umbrella, but they're privately run and staffed by non-district employees. The school board spent the most time discussing the Carmen school that shares a building with Pulaski High School. Some Pulaski staff and the teachers' union say Pulaski is treated unfairly and that Carmen takes up more space than it should. School board member Larry Miller objected to renewing Carmen's contract before those issues are resolved.
I'm not willing to support a contract until I know that there's going to be an equity study, policy, and agreement that the two schools are going to come together and resolve this. This is about students.
Miller wasn't the only board member concerned about the problems at Pulaski, so the board added some requirements to Carmen's contract. They shortened it from 3 years to 2 with annual reviews at the school board level. The board also directed Superintendent Keith Posley to act quickly to address the equity concerns. Miller and Annie Woodward were the only no votes against that deal. Board member Tony Baez said the Carmen debate was causing division in Milwaukee's Latino community. Three of Carmen's schools have predominantly Latino student bodies. Baez said the MPS board has a responsibility to clarify its charter strategy to try to ease the conflict.
It seems that the situation that we're in right now has a certain urgency to it, and that discussion has to happen now.
MPS contracts with 17 independently run charter schools. Critics, including the Milwaukee Teachers Union, argue that the schools divert resources and students from traditional public schools. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.